Mayor Richard Alkenbright delivered his State of the City address last night during a meeting of the North Adams City Council. The Democrat has held the corner office in the western Massachusetts city since 2010. WAMC spoke with Alkenbright about the progress he says North Adams has made over the past 7 years.
We're in a much better place than we were when I took office in 2010 for a variety of reasons. I mean, we've grown out of the recession to some extent. You know, our financial picture is much stronger than it was when I took office during those recession years. So we've done a great job at managing our financing, but our finances. But you know, the main thing here is over the last two and a half, three years, is we've seen a surge in a significant private sector investment. You combine that along with a lot of the municipal projects, state projects that we've had, and the rebuilding of our medical services, which I can't accentuate enough through our good partners at Berkshire Medical Center. We're really on the move at this point in time.
Barbara Melkus is in her first full year as superintendent of the city schools, taking over for James Montipar, who led the district since 2003. Mayor, how are the schools doing?
You know, the schools are doing great. We just had a wonderful upgrade in the fall. Brayton Elementary School was elevated from a level two to a level one school. And, you know, we just have really, I'm sorry, a level three to a level two school, just a couple of points shy of level one. Our district is doing a lot better. Dr. Malkus has really, she's made some great changes. There have been some changes around the principalships at a couple of our schools that have been very, very positive. And, just some of the systemic changes that she's made within her administration, she's just doing a great job. So we're looking for better, even better things down the road. But we do have a great school system.
About a year ago now, you unveiled a capital improvement plan. How far along is progress on those projects?
So the capital improvement plan we brought to council mostly to get it approved. We knew we didn't really have the money to get a whole lot started, but we're looking to 2020 when we have about $1.1 million a year that's going to be dropping off in debt. So this year, we're doing a tax collection program, a tax title collection program, and a few other things, trying to raise some additional capital so we can start and have engineering done the next couple of years. If we can engineer four or five of the really large capital projects that we have, we'll have the capacity to be able to go out to bond in 2020 to fund those projects. So we're very, very excited that we're at a point now fiscally where we can do some of these things and really prep ourselves to hop on the capital improvement plan in a big way in 2020 by utilizing some reserves now for engineering. Smaller stuff we're pecking away at through the budget process and, with grants and different things, we're pecking away at the smaller stuff. But we, like many cities, like most cities in the Commonwealth of the country, you know, retaining walls, our dams, roads, bridges, the whole nine yards, I mean, we've got it in spades. So I think we're really excited to be able and in a financial position now to really start to take an aggressive stance.
In your address, you mentioned a couple disappointments, the lagging redevelopments of the Mohawk Theater and the North Adams Armory. What is it going to take to get those projects moving forward?
Well, I'm hoping for the Mohawk Theater in particular, you know, I think that as this private investment continues and we have more and more people coming into the city that are interested in investment, I think that's going to be a big help. Really, it's been a very, very tough project to get off the ground. But I'm very hopeful, as I'm hopeful with many things, that something will happen in the next couple years with the private investment that's currently happening now. You know, this extreme model rail museum that's happening, that's still in the works, that has great vision for a further push into a lot of capital improvements into the downtown, and one of the areas of focus is the Mohawk Theater. As far as the North Adams Armory is concerned, we just need to find that right, I'll call them a super tenant, a tenant who can come in and, basically do their thing, sublet to other tenants, but provide a community center kind of feel that will serve our youth, our veterans, our seniors in a way that we envision and we want to see done. So I think we can make something happen there, but it's been a bit disappointing in the sense that we haven't been able to make it happen yet. I think maybe last night my message was, don't fear. You know, we are still working on these things. They haven't just fallen by the wayside. They are still very actively on top of the desk.
You mentioned the Extreme Model Rail and Contemporary Architecture Museum there, and also recent developments, the Redwood Motel and the Greylock Mill Project as a private investment in the city. From the city side of things, what is North Adams doing that is making it possible for those investments?
Well, I think one of the things is we're letting ideas flow now, Jim, and we really, we're not discouraging, good solid investment. One of the things that I've been a big fan of, and that we've done certainly with the Greylock Mill, is the idea of tax incremental financing or certain tax assessments that we can do to help these folks, in the first few years of their project by softening the tax exposure in the first few years. And so we've been actively moving towards those and really trying to help the private sector develop. The other thing with the Extreme Model Rail Museum is we were able to secure, working with them and the state, an additional $250,000 as they're working towards final design for this plan. So again, it's the city coming in and really making that effort to go to the state and say, hey, look, we got this great project. Can you help us? So, and the Redwood, the Redwood is just pure private sector investment. They are just out there doing that and making that thing happen. It seems every day when I go by something new is going on. But, what started out as an 18-room or something, a renovation of a roadside motel, is now, slated to be a 48-room, resort, small resort in the along the Route 2 corridor. So, things are happening.
Mayor Alkenbright, what are your plans for the site of the now demolished St. Francis Church in downtown North Adams?
Well, I think if people can picture the actual footprint of the church, not the whole parcel, but I've asked the diocese to give the city that footprint. It abuts our beautiful Colgrove Park in front of our new school, and it has beautiful vistas to the north and west, looking at the Berkshire Hills and the Green Mountains and our beautiful Veterans Park. What we'd like to do is get hold of that parcel, use some of the artifacts that we have from the church, and create a memorial park, both historical and religious historical remembrance of what was there. We think that as the oldest church, I believe, certainly in North Adams, it has a lot of reference back to a lot of people here still in the city, including myself. I went to St. Joe's School, and we went to church there all the while as the school. And, there are a lot of memories there, and I just think that it would be very fitting if the diocese were to give that small piece to the city.